T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention! It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Meow, 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 meow.
Sorry, I was listening to the new big... Bishop Briggs? There's the word. And now it's stuck in my head. Great. Hi. Hey there, I'm Gregor. It's the end of the show, show. Gregor's end of the show, show, even. This is not starting well. That's the best part. Okay. We're summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk, the news, and no new full 90 extra time podcast. We're in a weird spot right now. We did get on to Instagram, though. Follow us at full 90 extra time on Instagram and Twitter. Very cool. We didn't do a new episode because I was in, what's the city? New York City and Brooklyn. And that means, is Brooklyn, is it called Brooklyn or is that part of New York City? Like the larger city? It's a borough. I'm going to have to look that up. Anyway, I was in New York and the match happened on Wednesday night. Sounders, Tuesday night, it doesn't matter. And they advanced and now they're playing on a Tuesday tomorrow against LAFC in LA. We won't have time to make something and be able to distribute it. So we'll have a reaction pod. We'll record it Wednesday. So there you go. That was a lot of nothing. That was a long time to get nowhere. So, like I said, I've been traveling. While on the road, I listened to several things, including the new album from Big Thief. Very good. Excellent album. I very much enjoyed it. The song Not, my friend Bryce and I agree on, is awesome. Also, last week before I went out of town, I asked for reading recommendations. Shoutouts to my buddy Sean, who gave me the recommendation for the Expanse series. I started it and made it 3 pages, so pretty good so far. Here's the thing, is that I went to New York, Manhattan, Brooklyn. Lots of stuff happened, but primarily I drank way too much. It was just me. To back this up, the reason why I went is on Wednesday night, my buddy Dan Soder recorded his HBO comedy special. And that's a huge deal if you're recording something for HBO as a comedian. I mean, he's also been on billions on Showtime for the last 4 years, but that's okay. Anyway, he was recording a special, so just kind of on a whim, I asked my wife if she thought it would be appropriate that I flew out. She agreed and then bought me some lodgings and whatnot. Thank you, wife. You're the best. And we sent me off to New York by myself. Now, she lived there for 10 years, so she could like, oh. So you got to find yourself a person just in your life that makes you feel like you're really cared for and then care for them back. Also, that's important. I was like pretty anxious about going to New York by myself. I'm a grown ass man. I know how to get around. Plus, I have Google Maps. So like, how hard could it be? But I was like feeling some anxiety about going there by myself. I'd miss the family and stuff like that. She lived there forever. So every time we've gone, it's been really easy for me. She made me this, shared this note with me on just the Apple Notes. And it had how to get everywhere. It was like from the airport to the Airbnb you're staying at, or straight to the city, or to here, or to there. Here's places to eat around there. When you go to this place, make sure to look out for this. Do you want to go to the Dinosaur Museum? Of course I want to go to the Dinosaur Museum. Well, this is how you do it. It was so sweet, and it made it so much easier. So, wow, pretty cool. We have a radio station group in New York, and it's owned like by the same company, and the guy who brought me to Seattle is the boss there. Pretty neat. So I go to see him, and a guy who used to work on this station called Bryce, he works there too. You know, like the old boss here hires one of the old employees. Yeah, it makes sense. So Bryce and I were going to go to this comedy show, and we go out and we drank too much alcohol. I traveled across the country to see my friend do a stand-up comedy special. And we had a really silly time. My wife kept getting mad at me because I kept texting her in the middle of it. Now, I went and saw Dan a month ago in Portland and watched him do the set that he, you know, I had recently seen it, so I wasn't being that terrible of a friend. But I definitely was texting throughout. She made a good point. His mom was sitting right next to me. It was crazy. I met Trish. Shout outs to Trish. That was great. Anyway, you know, I'm a married man, happily married, and living in the suburbs with a kid. My life is very different than it was last time I saw these people. And we got after it like we used to, and boy, I am not built for that anymore. I'm a one or maybe two beers a night guy, like special occasions, like there's a Sounders match on. I might have a second one. I'm out with my friends, two beers, cool. But to go out and like walk and train everywhere, it's incredible. You don't have to like think about like, am I being safe? Has there been enough time? What, you know, like, am I putting anyone else in danger? Nope, none of that. Just like, well, I'm feeling kind of tipsy. Let's get on this train. It'll take us exactly where we're going. It's incredible. Then the next night, same thing. I can go out with my former boss. It's just cocktail after cocktail. Anyway, New York is crazy because there's so much trouble to be had. I came back exhausted. This thing where I got to spend time, like, I felt bad. My wife was like, she was like, she knew I was having like the best time ever because usually I go places like obligatorily or with her. And if I have to go somewhere by myself, I'm like, I'm bored. This is terrible. Please talk to me. And this time I was like, going to the next place, going to the next place, going to the next place. Nonstop, nonstop, nonstop. I walked 22 miles in 2 days. I average about an eighth of a mile a day, I feel like. 22 miles. So anyway, I came back exhausted, and there it's time, you know, to be a dad again. Like, oh man, I forgot that there's a very active space baby at home, and I am exhausted. Anyway, thanks to Alyssa, who filled in for me on the radio. That was very nice of her. And thanks for downloading this podcast and being a big part of it. That's super fun. I was out of the loop all week, so yesterday I didn't even realize that my football team was playing against my mother-in-law's football team. And that we could have had a really fun smack-talking party, but instead we just listened to the fireworks from my crazy neighbors.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Yeah, Seahawks win the first half, 24-0, and ultimately the game, but that second half, woof. Still, it's a win. But so close that my neighbors didn't even know if they should scare the crap out of the surrounding dogs and children of the neighborhood with fireworks. Don't worry, they did. You'd think I'd learn not to be scared by them, but still startling. 4-0 on the road means this team is better on the road than at home. What? Have we reached peak football craziness? Maybe the beers are just too expensive? We gotta get louder. Now, remember back a few weeks ago when we were talking about selling your house and getting a mortgage for some outerwear? The sweater that once belonged to Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain went up at auction. Cobain's unclean cardigan cashed in at $334,000. Whew, you may have to live in a camper in Georgetown, but at least you've got a smelly cardigan.
You just got news.
It's Halloween week, that's fun. I have a callus or some sort of like sore on my finger from... I've been cutting out stencils with a razor blade to be able to spray paint some stuff for Halloween costumes. My boy looks so cute. His favorite race car driver is Max Verstappen. He's 2 years old. He can name like a bunch of the racers from Formula One. Might be letting him watch too much of that, but we don't let him watch anything else, so that's fine. But he has a favorite race car driver, so we got him some coveralls, and we made a little race car suit for him so he can run around as that, and he loves it. But we're making matching crew suits. We just don't have as much time, so I'm cutting out stencils, and I'm just going to spray paint the Red Bull logos on there. It's super fun or whatever. I don't know where I was going with this. Oh, but I got this sore on my hand from pressing too much, and that we're really working hard. But that's because Halloween's in the air, and I love crafting stuff like that. And even, like, the boring old nerds at NASA can get in on it.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's time for NASA news!
Just in time for Halloween, NASA snapped a photo of the sun and its sun flames looking like a big old jack-o'-lantern. Sometimes you just got a solar flare. Unlike a real pumpkin, the sun doesn't rot on your porch, though. Instead, when it's done, it'll just grow insanely big and swallow the Earth and everything and everyone we know or have ever known. Depressing. NASA also released a picture of Jupiter stripped of color. I don't know why. Some reason they left its big red spot colored in red. The entirety of the internet responded appropriately by calling the red spot a big silly nipple. It really does look like that. Jupiter now holds the honor of being the only planet to look like a big botched breast implant. Congrats! And finally, scientists in Russia are left begging for money online like they're American people without healthcare after a research study they were conducting involving eagles went awry. Each eagle had an SMS text transmitter strapped to it. Well, the eagles migrated much further than expected and left Russian cell space, racking up insane data roaming fees in Iran and Kazakhstan. Now the project is over budget and they need your help. I feel the same way every time I cross the border into Canada, and I have no idea if I'm getting charged or not. $10 a day!
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I ran a little long today, so what? Thanks so much for hanging out, downloading the show. Tell a friend! Listen to it in front of them. See if they like it. Maybe they'll download it too. It's been a good long run here, and I really appreciate that. We've been doing this for a long time. So, thanks. Have a great week.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.